Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Extra paper, extra, read all about it. Wife wanted. Wife wanted, read all about it. Get your extra here, wife wanted.
Wife wanted. I am 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't cuss, don't smoke, and don't even flirt. I am 5'10", weigh 170 pounds, and I want a wife who would like home, music, and travel. I am seeking a companion the unusual way. Send your photograph and all details about yourself to me at Box 829, Hollywood, California. Norman Howard.
The Wife Wanted drama is not all fiction. It was written around a man who actually ran an ad like that of Norman Howard. Some of the incidents seem unbelievable, but they are real. Here is communication number 8.
Omaha, Nebraska, Monday the 10th. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. Dear Mr. Howard, I read your ad wanting a wife, and I like you. I'm only 17 years old, 5'1", weigh 108 pounds, and am considered a very good-looking brunette. Don't think me too young. I know the score, all right. I prefer a man about your size and age. Am enclosing a photograph of myself, and you can see I have a perfect figure that go well with fun, emotion, and affection. If you'll send the railroad ticket, I'll come at once and we can get married. Patty Clover, 412 Plaza Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska.
What about the letter from Santa Monica? What does it say?
Dear Mr. Howard, I saw your ad. I'm married and have 4 children, but I'm very lonely and unhappy. I fully intend to get a divorce when my baby gets a little older. I'm enclosing a photograph of myself. And as I like your description and have a good reason for leaving my husband, I'd like to hear from you right away. Address, Lorena Holland, 481 Ocean Hill Terrace, Santa Monica, California.
And I wonder what kind of a letter is coming from my hometown in Virginia.
Roanoke, Virginia, Monday night. Dear Mr. Norman Howard, I saw your description in our Purple Rose social register, and as I'm a member, I feel perfectly free to write to you. I'm a young widow, age 24, of French and Italian descent, 5'2" tall, and I only weigh 98 pounds. I have wavy auburn hair and bright brown eyes, and my friends say that I'm much too good-looking to be working. They say my eyes and my sex appeal should put me in the movies. I'm enclosing a snapshot of myself with my puppy and my boyfriend, a platonic friend only. You know, do write me soon. Helen Dockweiler, 1791 Parley Drive, Roanoke, Virginia.
Some of the women who wrote to Howard sent perfume, books, and cigarettes. Others sent flowers, candy, even silk pajamas. But now we take you to the library of the Howard home, overlooking the Hollywood Hills, where Bob Nolan, a close friend of Howard, and his private secretary, Dorothy Allen, are looking over a pile of letters.
What in the world do you think is the matter with Mr. Howard?
I don't know what to think, Dorothy. I have known Howard for 10 years, but I never expected anything like this.
Where did you first learn about that war, Dad?
I was on a westbound plane, some weeks ago and nearly passing the time away when I read that ad.
Is Mr. Howard a married man?
Of course. He married Barbara Lee 10 years ago, and Barbara, well, she was a very well-known athlete in Detroit, a woman of culture and charm. Dorothy, you know, it never dawned on me that anything like this could happen to Norman Howard.
There must be something back of that ad which we don't know about.
Well, I hardly know what to think. The very thought about that ad makes me dizzy. Look at that fancy handwriting from Captain O'Hara.
Mr. Norman Howard, Hollyfoot, California. My dear, dear dream man, being a member of the Golden Rule Celebrity Club and seeing your name and description in our roster gave me the idea of writing to you. I am 21 years old and I weigh 180 pounds. And if you are looking for a real woman who can cook as well as love, then you want a wife who never took a drink in her life and never had a romance. But then I believe that I'd sure suit you. I have brown hair and a little sparkle, and I sure got the devil in my eyes. I have a car and a home, and I'll inherit about $30,000 next year. I don't like that social life. Oh, but I do love hunting dogs and Shetland ponies. Now, Mr. Howard, if I do marry you, I want my husband to be healthy, tall, and a skinny man, so the other women won't be after him. If my picture in this letter appeals to you, then you wire me, but you pay for it, and I'll drive out to see you. My name, Rebecca Goldman, 1245 Hood Terrace Avenue, Canton, Ohio.
Are you going to answer any of these letters, Mr. Nolan?
That is exactly what I promised, Howard. You know, he seemed so torn up this morning. I was willing to promise anything, Dorothy. I can't figure the man out.
You didn't know what you were getting into, did you?
I should say not. Well, I don't know what Howard will say, but take a letter to that Canton woman. Miss Rebecca Golden, 1245 Hood Terrace, Canton, Ohio. Dear Miss Golden, I think you are being very foolish. You don't even know me, yet in your first letter, you subject yourself to being deceived and even tricked out of your home and money. No woman can expect to find real love by answering a want ad.
I hope she reads it in the right spirit. Oh, pardon me.
That want ad, Miss Goldman, was inserted for a more important reason than seeking romance. May I suggest that you seek the company of people who read good books, attend church, and those who find pleasure in helping others. You know, Miss Goldman, it is the little things we do for other people that really count. This letter is written in the hope it will serve some purpose. Don't ever reply to a matrimonial ad, and don't ever tell strangers how much money you have. Cordially and sincerely, Norman Howard.
Hello? Oh, yes. Just a moment, please. It's a telegram for Mr. Howard.
All right, take it over the wire, Dorothy.
Will you kindly give me the message? Yes. Norman Howard, Foothill Studio, Hollywood. Regarding your ad for wife, we specialize in bringing strangers together. Our members include many wealthy widows, discriminating and unusual women of charm and personality. And we also have a few debutantes who, for one reason or another, are unhappy and want to meet the right man. We extend to you a special invitation to call and see our photograph and become acquainted with members of our celebrity club. I feel sure we can offer you valuable assistance. Major Holby, Cato Brough, Apartment 5, Hilltop Plaza, 848 Walker Road, Hollywood. Good heavens, Mr. Nolan. What do you think of that?
Nothing but a racket. There ought to be a law to stop such advertising.
You don't follow the classified section of Sunday papers, do you?
No, Dorothy, my mind don't lean that way.
No. Perhaps Mr. Howard is running that ad as a joke. I don't see how it could be anything else.
No. Dorothy, Howard is not that kind of a man. Howard could never find fun in doing a little thing like this. It's a big thing, and I don't understand it. I simply can't understand what he means.
Shall I answer?
Yes, okay. Another telegram, I suppose.
Oh, it's a special delivery from Mr. Howard.
What does it say?
Salt Lake City, Utah. Saturday, 9th. Mr. Norman Howard, Hollywood, California. I may look dumb, but if you don't keep your promise, you will soon find out what can happen to a man who makes love to a woman by mail, comes to see her, then tries to shake her. Unless you do the right thing by me, you won't be able to fool any more women. I am leaving for Hollywood on tonight's train, Betty Jane.
Good Lord, Dorothy. I knew that would happen. Get Howard on the phone and get him at once.
Yes.
Right now.
Operator. Operator. What in the world is the matter? Operator. Operator.
What do you think Howard did? Did Betty Jane arrive in Hollywood? And what did Bob Nolan do to protect his friend? Don't miss a single episode of Wife Wanted, a drama dealing with men and women of today.